Isn't Matt the coolest?
I agree. No. So much cooler than Chris the racist.
How dare you?
Whoa! No, no. Don't, why?
I don't know why he is. You ask him. Why are you asking me?
Stop trying to be canceled.
Stop being cancelable.
Stop it. Please just stop.
It's cancel culture run amok.
Yeah.
Can't be trusted.
I'm going to hang out with my boy Joe Rogan.
I do love me some Joe Rogan. He is the oracle of our time.
He's not.
Man.
Look, real talk though, real talk. When we were younger and someone told you, hey, when you guys are pushing 40, the guy from Fear Factor and the man
News Radio.
Was he ever on the man show?
No.
The Fear Factor guy is gonna be one of the most powerful influencers of your entire generation.
I would laugh right in your face.
Right? Like, come on. At no point should that ever be a sentence that is true.
And I think saying that sentence out loud now should frighten every single human being.
Frightens me.
But it's cool. It's cool.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah, it is wild. Guys, how's it going?
Hi. Who are you?
You know who I am.
Do I though?
Yeah, you know. Oh, so this is how I'm now going to be treated since I'm now 40.
Yeah, sorry, boomer, but we don't. We're too busy.
Yeah, should you have been Logan's run out of this podcast by now?
This is. Yeah, I feel like now we're going to do like Grandpa Gamers. Remember when there was cartridges?
Well, you didn't get it.
To blow into the cart. Now you know what? We're sounding dangerously close, like doing a Bill Cosby parody.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
Josh, you know what's going to happen? Because every now and then, Kotaku will post an article about this grandma's playing Skyrim, and now it's going to be this old man's still playing Skyrim.
Sad but true. Everybody will still be playing Skyrim. At the end of the day, Skyrim would be the most played and most downloaded and most purchased game in history. And you guys cannot accept that.
As long as you're on an Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go fuck yourself.
Wow.
Hey.
So, anyway, what's going on?
Well, a little thing happened in the video game world where we decided.
So, I forgot. Have we been on a show since the Activision purchase?
No.
So, quick recap. Hot off the heels of buying Bethesda, which at the time was one of the largest video game purchases around. Mm-hmm. Microsoft decided, you know what we haven't done in a while, is buy Activision Blizzard, the largest third-party publisher in the entire industry. Like, they make up 40% of all third-party sales. You know, and they were like, that doesn't seem like us. We should fix that. And then they fixed that.
Mm-hmm.
So... what a wild world it is that Microsoft now owns the IP rights to Crash Bandicoot.
that is wild. It gets even crazier because, you know, now Sony has taken Bungie under their wings. So is there a way that we'll see some Halo games?
No,
some
old the Halo games? IP still is with Microsoft.
No, I know. You can still pull the BioWare thing, and it's like, yeah, we were going to make another Star Wars game, but that didn't work out, so here's Mass Effect. It's technically Star Wars, but here's Mass Effect.
Isn't that just what Destiny is?
Pretty much, right? It's multiplayer Halo.
Yeah. We've had a couple of weeks of people wringing their hands and incorrectly calling it a monopoly, and I think everyone's kind of settled down. since the
that's what it really seems like.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do on Reddit? You're going to complain about Microsoft? That gets old.
Yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, this stuff is going to happen, and it's really depending on, like, who's going to pull it off the best. It's like, who wears it best type situation. You know, is Microsoft going to play ball with the other game companies and other consoles?
Historically speaking, Microsoft is the best at playing ball with the other companies because they could have made Minecraft only Xbox and only PC.
True.
But they didn't. And they've already confirmed that Call of Duty will remain appearing on PlayStation. Now, that doesn't guarantee every Activision game, but, you know, and then PlayStation today clarified that Destiny and future Bungie games will remain multi-platform as well.
Right.
So it's less about, because you got to look at it from a business perspective. Yeah, sure, you want to have exclusives, and it helps with that. But also, when you're, especially in PlayStation's case with Bungie, when you're having these live service game companies, having more people playing it and more people paying you for expansions and DLC and microtransactions, it just doesn't make sense to cut out 2/3 of your audience that are paying you.
You're right. It really doesn't. And at the end of the day, this is all going to boil down to business practices on how they want to play this, because, you know, you'll have exclusives. Sony is known for all their exclusives, and Microsoft has their exclusives, but, like, they're gonna do their best to play ball with other companies so they can just make money after money after money after money.
Yeah.
So we're all technically winning at the end of the day, because, you know, we're not on the metaverse.
Uh-huh.
Not yet.
Honestly, once again, the second place company has innovated to the point where it's just changing the game, because Microsoft came out with Game Pass as a response to being so far behind PlayStation last generation. And it's really been a game changer, to the point where PlayStation is now rumored to be developing their own Game Pass alternative. And it just reminds me of the PS3 era, which, when it was getting stomped in America by the 360, and they came out with the PlayStation Plus program, giving you free games every month. And that model shook the industry by storm. Xbox soon copied it. Now everybody kind of has, like, their get a free game every month program. Epic Stores has one. Amazon Prime Gaming has their own, you know, so it was literally the precursor to Game Pass, if you think about it.
Well, I think the Sony hack led to PlayStation Plus giving out free games.
Mm-mm. No. The PlayStation Plus was always, like, your PlayStation Plus in the terms of, like, PlayStation Plus was the paying for the online, because online was free at the time, remember?
Yeah.
You had to pay for Xbox Live, but PlayStation Online was, the network was free. Then that's when they introduced PlayStation Plus, which was the paid option, but to make up for having you pay for the first time, they're like, we're also going to give you free games every week or month.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, whenever someone's in second place, they come up with something really game-changing, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and then Nintendo just does Nintendo.
Nintendo gonna Nintendo.
And they're just gonna Nintendo.
Yeah, but when Nintendo decides to innovate, they innovate hugely.
Oh, yeah, they go crazy sauce.
Yeah, like, hey, our new system, it's got motion controllers. Have fun with that. Oh, our new console is portable, in addition to being television hookupable.
And no one has moved, like, no one has done anything outside of that besides the
Steam Deck will soon.
Yeah, the Steam Deck will soon do it.
When Nintendo decides to innovate, they go much further than anyone anticipated.
Yep. So here's a question for you.
Question me.
Chris, did you summon for the androids in Dokken Battle?
I did.
Stop it, please. No.
Josh, did you get the androids?
I got 18 and 19. I'm sorry, 19 and 20.
Oh, nice. They're the ones I wanted. They're so good.
Yeah. Why are we still talking about them?
Oh, because the 7th anniversary is currently going in Dokken Battle.
It's
We live in a wild world where Twitch streams and YouTube streams of that game are outperforming major games titles. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. It's just flashing lights and things. It makes no sense.
Every game is just flashing lights, Josh.
You know, not every game.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every game is a flashing light.
You're right. It is. It really is. Okay, let's just... Moving on.
Moving on. Chris, are you going to be summoning for Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta?
No.
Or the God Bird first?
I'm not sure yet. I have to give it a little more thought.
I love watching, or not watching, but hearing the life dim out of Josh's eyes every time we shift focus to Dokken Battle.
It's just the worst. There's so many other things that have happened this week.
Name one.
I can go through tons of things. Okay, first off,
great job. Back the token.
Back the token. Oh no. I got nothing. I just think Sony has Bungie. I feel like, you know, there's going to be another big announcement. I was telling Chris before you came on, I was like, I'm standing by my guns that Square Enix.
Nope.
And you don't think so?
Never going to happen. I don't.
You didn't think Bungie was going to go under Sony?
Yeah, but Bungie was a $3 billion purchase. Sony doesn't have the assets and the cash and the go-ahead by the parent company to go writing those checks that Microsoft does. Microsoft paid over $70 billion for Activision. You really think PlayStation's going to get enough to pay out Square Enix?
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right. So ideally, people are thinking, like, no one's off the table now. So everyone's going, who's going to get Capcom? Who's going to get Square Enix, right?
Yeah.
All right. How much is Square Enix worth? Right now, Square Enix has a worth of over $5 billion.
Okay.
How much is Capcom worth? But then you have to factor, like, Capcom, honestly, if I had to pick, Capcom's the better choice for a purchase.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely see Sony picking up Capcom.
Capcom's also worth $5
billion. $5
billion. Okay. Also $5 billion. And you always have to overpay.
Right.
Right. Or how crazy would it be if it's Konami?
Honestly, they should buy Konami just for the rights to the IP, because then you get Metal Gear, you get Silent Hill, you get Castlevania.
The library you get from Konami is crazy, and if they want to do a streaming service, or if they want to do like a Game Pass service, you know, because if
Sony... Think about it like this. You ready? They've already built Kojima's studio, and then they go, hey, guess who bought the Metal Gear IP? You're back, baby.
Yeah, Konami, I think, is the most... I think that's going to be the... I think that's going to be the surprise. I still think Square Enix is going to happen, but I think Konami is going to be the biggest surprise, and people are going to wonder. At first, they're going to be like, this doesn't make any sense. Konami hasn't really made a game in so many years. But then Sony's going to reveal their Game Pass service, and they were like, hey, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and PlayStation 3 games are available for streaming, and look at the whole Konami lineup that you have with this service. Capcom could be the same way. You know, I would be, honestly, I think Capcom and Konami being purchased by Sony would be just amazing.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen. Because here's the thing. I think if Microsoft gets wind that those talks are even happening, they're going to in turn just outbid.
Yeah, that's Microsoft spending a lot of money. They just did some major studios, so I just feel like they're going to keep on spending money.
Well, they also said, yeah, they also said they're not done yet.
Yeah, it's all, like, so, all of them are saying that, and, besides and, Nintendo. Nintendo is just like, whatever, what's happening?
And
you
and,
guys good over there?
I believe it was Keeley or Jason Schreier who said that more talks were already underway. So we can see more deals happening, because these deals don't happen quick.
Yeah, people were thinking the Bungie thing was in response to Activision Blizzard, but then today the PlayStation president said these talks started like 6 months ago. So there's no way you were going to make a huge acquisition like that in a week.
Yeah, that's crazy when you think about it. That is insane. One company's like, yeah, we'll sell you. Boom, 1 week, done. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Let's hope for good things, right?
Exactly. We're hoping.
So, what else have you been
What else we
about?
Got? Been playing Picross S7, baby.
How is Picross S7?
It's great. The newer Picross games introduce these mega puzzles, which are 40 by 40.
Oh, wow.
And they take like an hour to complete instead of like 10 minutes. And you just feel so fucking satisfied when you finish it.
I don't think I should get that one for Kate yet.
Well, she needs to go on order. Hey. What number is she on?
She's on two.
She's on two.
She's doing she's got to go through three.
Cross aficionado, just like the main man Matt.
It's really scary. Yeah. I think that's
Matt, is there anything interesting that you've read comics wise?
So we gotta talk Saga's back.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot that we had
the return of Saga after over three, almost 4 years of absence. So side note, Caitlin is really into this webcomic, webtoon called Lore Olympus. It's a huge, like, cultural thing right now, right? Like, it's getting its own Netflix adaptation, all this stuff. It just went on, the author just announced a 4-month hiatus, and she's very sad, and I just had to go like, that's cute. Don't be a Saga fan. Because 3 years, man. 3+ years. It's crazy.
I honestly didn't think it was coming back.
Me either. I mean, how many other Image books have gone on hiatus and then never seen again?
I mean, a lot of them. A lot of them tend to just kind of vanish.
Yeah, they just kind of peter out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I'm happy. And it feels like greeting an old friend. Like, yeah. It just felt right.
That was the thing I was taken away by. I did not get a chance to reread the whole series before this issue came out. But I thought that it felt like Saga. Like, the art was what I remembered it. The story tone was what I remembered. It was kind of so nice, like stepping back into a warm bath.
You mean like a warm pair of shoes, or
no, a warm bath?
Or some
you don't slip back into a warm bath though.
Yeah, slip into a warm bath.
Did you get out of the bathtub to go make a sandwich?
For the purposes of this, yes.
Okay.
I was in a bath called Saga, and then I got out, and then I'm like, oh, man, that bath called Saga is still going on. I better get back in. Oh, it feels still good. All right.
It's like a hot tub. More like a hot tub. Let's say hot tub.
Yeah, whatever gets you through the day.
Nothing gets me through the day anymore.
Well, I know. Life is misery. yeah, Matt, how are you feeling about the new X-Men Avengers Eternals event?
The what?
Okay, so there's a new event coming in June or July. It is the X-Men, Avengers, and Eternals taking on something. I think it's called Judgment War.
Okay. I know there was something that started with Fantastic Four today.
Yes, I have that. I have not had a chance to read that yet.
Me either.
But how are you feeling about an event with the Avengers and Eternals?
I mean, that's fine. I don't really have any. I've never read any Eternals comics, so that doesn't really do much for me, but it's still cool.
Okay.
You know how it'd be.
I gotta tell you, I think that the Eternals brand has been really tarnished by that movie.
You think? I thought the movie was good.
I think
I don't
the
understand
movie
the hate it gets.
I think the movie is totally fine, but I think it's also not one of the best Marvel movies that could have come out.
No.
And
Especially preceding immediately being followed by Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man kind of nuked
it. Did you ever see Spider-Man?
Yeah. I saw it as soon as I got back in town.
I haven't seen it yet.
Josh.
I know.
There are so many movie theaters by you.
Have you really not?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
I don't deal with movie theaters anymore. I just don't. I don't like them. I don't like movie theaters anymore.
The good news is, following Disney Plus's expedited journey from theater to, Shang-Chi was theaters only, but then hit Disney Plus a couple months later. Eternals was November and dropped in January. So it might be skewed because Spider-Man was so popular it stayed in theaters much longer.
It's still the number one movie. It's been like the number one movie for a while.
Has it really? Oh, yeah. We're not getting that on Disney Plus.
It may be
for a while.
Avatar.
People are losing their bananas for this movie. And you know it?
Because it's awesome.
I know. That's what I've heard. I've heard it was really great. The thing is like I don't, there aren't the other Spider-Man movies on Disney Plus yet.
Yes. No. Are they? No.
No, there aren't. I tried looking for them so I can catch Kate up on what's going on with Spider-Man.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, fam.
I'm not buying movies.
Oh.
Against
oh.
them.
Oh.
Done.
Way to support your industry.
You know how I support my industry?
Is it by working in it?
By working in it.
Old
That's
man
a
Josh
way.
Is too good to go to the DVD store and buy a DVD.
Look, I don't mess around with DVDs, all right? That's, I don't know. I'm done.
All right.
Well, good talk.
I like the streaming services. I like it. It's easy. It's simple. You know, I just feel like it should be, those Spider-Man movies should be somewhere on Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus or HBO Max or...
Oh, you know what it is? You got to go on Sony Crackle.
What the hell is Crackle? Why?
Okay.
All these names. Why can't they have simpler names? You see, now
it's on Prime Video. They're on Prime Video.
Oh, but you have to pay for them.
Okay, it's on a streaming service.
Well, I'm
you
not
can
paying
rent,
for it.
You can rent it for $2.
No,
you can
no,
rent it for $2.
No, because it's not my Prime service.
What do you mean it's not your Prime service?
What do you mean it's not my Prime service? You know how you share accounts with people?
Ugh, God.
Yeah, I know, right?
The worst.
The big bucks.
Josh. I'm so disappointed.
Don't be. Oh, man. It's good times, everybody.
Yeah.
No, there is no free method.
Yeah. There's a new Pokemon game out.
Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Okay, wait. Before you get too far on this, I've seen commercials and they keep calling it Arceus.
They're wrong. They're dumb. Arceus.
Well, they're from Nintendo, so someone's wrong.
Yeah, somebody, well, you know what? The creator of GIF calls them GIFs. Sometimes the people that make it are wrong.
It's true.
Not peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm still calling it Arceus.
People also tell me that it's not called Picross, it's called Picross.
No, I don't.
And like I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. It's Picross.
So how is Arceus?
I don't know yet, because it came out Friday, which is the day we left for Washington, D.C. And I picked it up yesterday on our day back. But I have a couple puzzles left in Picross S7, and I'm not moving on until I 100% that game.
Wow.
Of course not.
So, Picross games are the only games where I could literally be playing Final Fantasy 16, could be coming out that day. I will not start till I'm done my Picross.
I kind of believe that.
You should. I've done it every game. I have 100% at every single Picross game in existence on the Nintendo console.
Is that why you're so good at Wordle?
Yeah, I am awesome at Wordle, too.
I can see that.
Wordle is great. Wordle was also just bought by the New York Times.
Yeah, for low seven figures.
Yeah.
You saw that nice little tier list I sent you guys?
Yes.
No? What?
It's in the chat.
Oh. Nice.
I know, it's great.
Good times.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's it for this week. We don't have a whole lot else. I mean, we've talked about the big events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll be back. We'll be back sometime in the future to talk about other events.
Yeah, I want to talk about not banning comic books or graphic novels, but we don't have time for that.
No. You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
Next time.
Next time we'll talk about it.
Especially fucking Mouse.
Especially Mouse.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did I tell you I finally bought a copy?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I was at the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and they had a special edition, like, museum version of it. And I was like, fuck yeah, now I can own it and support the museum at the same time. Like, that's perfect timing.
That museum is,
something.
That's heavy.
It is, dude. It is a sobering experience.
Those boxcars.
Pooh, fam.
I've never been.
Yeah.
You should if you ever go to D.C. Like, it's just one of those things you need to do.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, there's an entire floor. So it's broken up by floors, right, Chris? So the first floor is the events that led up to the Holocaust. So basically the rise of the Nazi Party and all the laws and everything that led to the Holocaust. The second is when the World War II starts. And then the third is just the aftermath. And let me tell you, going through that first floor and reading everything that happened that led up to the Holocaust and seeing the 100 to the 1-to-1 parallels between what we're going through right now.
Jeez, dude.
Absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, it's horrifying. And those people in Tennessee who banned the book.
Yep.
Good.
There's a whole section on how they went and banned and burned books. And I'm like, wow, that just happened this week.
And you know, it's the crazy thing. There are more books pretty much every single week and we're not reporting on it. Mm-hmm. But Mouse is a big one because it's a book about the Holocaust, and the reason why they're banning it is
because it has bad language.
Bad language.
That's
and brief nudity.
Yeah. God forbid.
So man.
I'm sorry, white Christian
for
God.
For another time. For another time, we'll talk about the masterpiece that is Mouse and why.
Yes. I'll have it read by next week, so it'll be great.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that is it for this week. We'll be back next week or the week after. You know, who knows?
Yeah, go play video games. Read comic books.
Oh, we'll have thoughts on Dying Light.
Yeah, we'll find out thoughts on Dying Light. Oh, I just picked up Death's Door, so we can talk about that, too.
Nice.
Huzzah.
All right, good night, everyone.